This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Conrad Black, writing for the National Post about the Liberal Party leader and candidate for the prime ministership in Canada. In a few weeks' time, Mark Carney, a central banker. The campaign, according to Conrad, has been built on fighting on the beaches, in the hills, we'll never surrender, rhetoric of Churchillian posture in 1940, 41, 42. Mr. Carney applying it to Mr. Trump's remarks about the 51st state, it might be witty, but Conrad recommends a change. Here's Conrad Black to explain how Mr. Carney has been pitching his candidacy and what is coming next. More of this tonight.
Well, when it was possible to frighten Canadians with the idea that Trump really thought we should be the 51st state and might conduct an economic war to facilitate that outcome, he did rally together a distressingly large number of people who bought into that nonsense. But now that Mr. Trump's day of liberation has come and gone and there are no new tariffs on Canada, and the only point he made in his remarks yesterday referring to Canada were one that most Canadians agree with, that our agricultural, dairy products are too expensive. But, I mean, really, if you want to give more money to the dairy farmers, then give them supplements directly. Don't make the entire country pay a ridiculous price for a quart of milk. But in those circumstances, he's going to have to change his campaign. The argument, the sort of patriotic pseudo Churchillian argument, we'll fight in the beaches and in the streets and the hills and so on. We'll never surrender. All this nonsense. I mean, it wasn't nonsense when Mr. Churchill said it. It was nonsense in this context.